we are for the second Edgy Hero podcast and the first ever Edgy Hero podcast with our Braves from Indian Hill Middle School. I am so happy today to welcome Christina Dos Santos and Arpad Lalament. Thank you both, eighth graders, for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And my goal right now is to make Christina laugh, Arpad, while we're going through this as much as possible, because I've heard her giggling already, and that makes my whole day. So here we go. So I'm going to start with you, Arpad. You are involved in a lot of activities in school, and one of the activities you're involved in is robotics and the kind of the teaming with robotics and competition. How did you get involved with that, and how? What kind of interest do you have in this area? Why is robotics such a passion?
Well, my family has been always with engineering, and I wanted to join robotics ever since elementary school. But I had a lot of things because since COVID and other things passed last year, I didn't really sign up, and my friends did. So I thought it would be a nice bonding experience to join them this year.
And so where are you in terms of the season and competitions? What's going on right now?
So right now we're just building a starter robot to just get us started and start working with the parts and the tools that we need. And then we're going to start assigning teams and working with VEX, and we're going to start getting into that. All our competitions are more in the spring.
And VEX is like one of the platforms you use to learn to build?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's cool. I can't wait to see some of the teams that form and the competitions that go on. I'm glad to hear that you're reconnecting with people, right? Christina, that makes me think, I mean, you're heavily involved in a lot of things also, right? And you're a really social person. And over the last couple of years, right, the pandemic now is, we're kind of past it. Yeah. But what did you learn during that time about, like, what school means to you and all these activities that you get to do at school? Like, if... what do you take with you from all that time that was different? Because you two went through middle school that was completely different than anybody in the last 100 years, and now you're eighth graders.
I think it really made me realize like how important like being able to talk with people was, because if I didn't like have my family with me, I would like, it would have been so much worse than it was. And it made me really realize how like we really are good at adapting to these different situations. And it's made me kind of wonder like, what else can we do?
Oh, I love hearing that, right? You definitely have learned to be adaptable, flexible, and I think probably it's gonna help you to do anything you want in life in the future. So I'm glad that you think that way. You are involved in a ton of activities. Tell us about like one of your favorite activities. When you come to school every day at IHMS, like this is one of the things I just love to do.
I really like writing, and to everyone who's listening, you might be like, I hate writing. But I think it's like with books, like people, you have to find what you like, because some people might not like mystery books, but they might really love fantasy books. But if you're always having to read mystery books, you're gonna hate reading in general, but sometimes you might like fantasy books. And I, for me, like writing, it has become, I just always loved writing, but it's really cool to get to see like myself and everyone else grow as like a whole and be able to do like great things. Like it makes you realize how powerful your words really are.
Wow, I love that phrase. And so do you read from a bunch of different genres so that you find that it influences your writing, or is there a favorite genre you have?
I really like realistic fiction because it's like it could happen, and that kind of, it's always like fun to see like, oh, like, and you have like connections with it. You're like, oh, that's happened to me, or like I know someone that's happened to, and it's a way to like almost bridge that gap between the like fantasy of it and your life.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know that much about you, and now I can't wait to read some of your writing, Christina, so I may come and look over your shoulder next week in class, right? You'll know it's me then. Arpad, so tell me a little bit about this whole idea about triathlon training. I mean, there aren't a lot of eighth graders out there training for triathlons. This is something that you and your family are kind of involved in. You're involved in wellness and health and exercise, so how did this evolve?
So my mom is really big on triathlons because she loves doing sports and she finds it super good for your health. And I really like cardio and I like running a lot. And I've always liked swimming because it feels like you're free. There's nothing that can stop you when you're in the water. And I just thought that triathlons are so cool because not because of each individual sport, because of the transitions, and not many people just know how to do and can carry out with the transitions.
And when you're burning all those calories and doing those different activities to get ready, right, you probably sleep better, you can probably eat better and eat what you want, and probably feel like you have a ton of energy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah? And so tell me, like, how has the competition gone for you?
It's actually gone really well. I feel like I'm really good at what I do. And I started cross country last year, and doing that really helped build my endurance. So now I'm really much more able to go through the whole thing and not be unable to walk after.
So the confidence and the physical abilities, you've seen your own growth over time. And when you're involved with cross country and this activity, like as you start to think about high school and the next 4 years of your life, do these things like excite you, interest you? Do you help set some goals? And where does it go from here?
I'm kind of just making the most out of this year, because next year it's going to be 3 miles every meet. So it's going to be much longer, and as a freshman, it'd be much harder to do than if you were older.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear how the progress goes and what you think about it over time. Christina, we talked about writing before. Can you explain to people what Power of the Pen is, because you're involved in that, and then what actually happens, because I don't think a lot of people know about Power of the Pen.
So it is a group of people. We meet every Wednesday, like after club starts, every Wednesday until 3:45 after school. If you're in sixth grade, you would bus over and then come. Sixth graders don't actually get to compete, but when you're in seventh and eighth grade, you can compete in like regional, and you can even go to like national level. I don't think anyone in our group last year met all the way to national, where they, like, you have to write by hand in national, but you actually type online. And you do it at home, and it's 3 rounds, each with like a different prompt, and you kind of just like take it and you kind of just write. You kind of just like let yourself like think and go through all the motions. And when we meet every week, that's what we're doing. They give us a prompt and we write in like 45 minutes and see what we come up with, and then they give you advice. One of the biggest things is actually your vocabulary. So I've learned so many like cool words that I'm just like, I would have never learned what benevolent means, and then like now I can use it in my day-to-day life.
I think people would probably describe you as benevolent, the attitude that I get to see in here. So when you show up to these competitions, and you said you write for maybe 45 minutes when you get a prompt in the club, and everybody can kind of learn through the club, but when you show up to like this state or national level competition, they're going to give you a prompt maybe that you haven't seen, and you have to be prepared to write for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, you have to be really good at thinking on your feet and being able to come up with like an idea. Like you think at it, you look at it and you go, oh, I can like write this story. And you have to be really good at being able to go back and fix yourself, because there's no one able to like look over your shoulder and be like, hey, that doesn't really make sense. Or hey, you don't have like any story really developing here. You have to be able to like build off of yourself.
And that vocabulary practice while you're writing is really something that you said, like, you grow some skills.
Yeah, like, when you go to school with writing, one of my biggest tips is Google synonyms, because they're always like, great word choice, and I'm like, yeah, well, you can really thank Google for that. So
you can actually do a lot of research on Google, can't you?
Yeah, oh my gosh, Google, I love Google.
Yeah, and then there's an entire research platform, right? There's the people that just Google things, and then there's people sometimes that use Google Research or other platforms within Google to even learn more. And you all have grown up with that, right? And maybe one of the things that a lot of students haven't grown up with, RPAD, is Latin. But here at Indian Hill, Latin starts early for a lot of students who choose to do it, and we learn a lot about language through Latin. Can you explain a little bit like how that looks from your perspective?
I really like Latin because it's just so cool finding the roots that help build our language, and it's kind of the building block for many languages like Romanian, Spanish, French, and there's so many like statues from the ancient world that you could try and read, and with Latin it could make a little more sense.
So there's some like infamous kind of crazy activities that go on around Latin Club, right? Like, yeah. Can you talk about one of your favorite activities that you've got to experience as a part of the Latin Club? Because sometimes when people hear Latin and club, they're like, what's going on there?
It's definitely more fun than it sounds, because one of my favorite is Throw Stuff at Stuff Day. And you can buy your own pumpkins, and they take all the pumpkins together, and you load the pumpkins into like a catapult or a slingshot, and you shoot it at cardboard cutouts that we make in paint.
It sounds like lots of fun to me.
Yeah.
I can tell you think it's fun with that smile on your face. Okay, so Christina, I want to go back to this idea about challenging yourself as an individual. You've also done this with athletics, and you said you'll go and play golf with your dad a lot. So, you know, golf is one of these sports, again, that I think traditionally in the past, right, it seemed to be more kind of male dominated, but over the last couple of decades that's kind of shifted. I loved hearing this idea that, you know, your dad and you will go to a different course. Like, how fun is golf?
Well, it's actually really funny because it started as my dad just like with softball, he wanted someone to play with. My brother didn't really want to, so he like took me in on it instead. And golf is, I really like it because you get to, if you make a bad shot, oh well, like it's kind of just you move on from it, and it's something that you can really see yourself grow with, and you can be like, my goal is to get this, and it's really easy to take an individual approach, but it's also really easy to take like a group approach, which I find like really cool because you can make friends with whoever you want really on the golf course, because your partner could be a 75-year-old man.
Or your dad, who's not 75, right?
He's not 75, no.
And it's something that you can learn to get a personal best, kind of like what you're doing, Arpad, with your running or swimming or with a triathlon event. You're always looking for that next personal best, but you don't have to be perfect.
Yeah, you're trying to, like, beat yourself almost. Because In golf, it's really more mental than it is physical, because you have to line yourself up and you have to think about everything, and then you have to tell yourself, I can do this. You have to look at the ball and just trust yourself when you swing, because otherwise, I mean, if you don't trust yourself, who can you trust?
Great comments. You're really making me think about this now. So I have like one more round of questions for both of you. You're thinking a lot about this with your activities. What have you learned at Indian Hill working with your teachers? And let's just say specific to the middle school. Okay, you've been through 3 years of middle school now. Good and bad, right? All the disruptions we've dealt with in the world, but you've handled it, you've thrived, you're involved in so many things, you're both doing so well academically. How do you apply those things you were just talking about to your learning? And is there a teacher that like maybe sticks out in your mind that you say, oh yeah, I got that piece of advice from him or her, or I learned how to think this way and it's really impacted me? Like, if I put you on the spot, is there one that's really had an influence that's helped you maybe think about performance this way?
I'm not sure. I feel like all of them have really helped develop me how I am today, but I don't feel like I could just name one in general.
Okay, so you're giving some kudos to all your teachers at the middle school.
Yeah.
Well, that's very democratic, and I appreciate that, and that's okay. But you believe that they've had an influence on you?
Yeah.
Great. Christina?
I also, like, all my teachers have been great, but one that really sticks out is Mr. Bell. I had him in sixth grade, but he's actually an eighth grade teacher, and I have him again this year. And he's really taught me, like, really good scholastic things, like notes. I, like, never took notes, but after having him, I, like, started using it, and I use it in other classes. And I can also look back on the notes, and I'm like, wow, like, I learned all this, or, like, I'm in another class and I'm like, wait, this is applicable, even though it seems like it wouldn't be because you're learning about like 300 years ago.
Well, that's great to hear. And is there a skill that you've learned in middle school in the last 3 years that like you just know, like, my parents never learned this in school, or those adults never had to do this when they were in eighth grade? Or is there something that you could point to as an example about maybe how school has changed that you know you can do, but maybe wasn't even around 10 years ago?
Probably like the technology involved in schools now, because I feel like working with your homework, it's good to know a lot of shortcuts and how to really organize all of your tabs and assignments when they're hard to find online.
When you say tabs, you're talking about like an organizational feature on the technology platform you're using?
Yeah.
Okay. And what technology platform are you using?
So Google has Chrome has groups, and you can just right click and you can put them all in a group and you can open and close groups. And I feel like it really helps because it doesn't clutter up the space above your search bar.
So while you're learning, it's helping you to stay organized.
Yeah.
Excellent. Christina, you were saying something about math.
Yes. Because I'll like bring my like math homework home and I'll be like, Dad, can you help me with this? And I'll like start showing him how I do it. And he'll like look at me like I'm crazy, because the methods we found for math has changed so much. And something I've noticed is that math has become more of a, you start doing things like stuff like our teachers did in their sophomore year, we're doing in eighth grade, because they found new ways to do this, or found like, oh, that's not important. Oh, but this idea really is, we're going to teach it earlier, and that sort of thing. And I think Indian Hill has really helped with that, because there are some schools, stuff they did in sophomore year, they still do in sophomore year. But here, you have that opportunity, and you have that flexibility with your math class. Like, I think there are 3 or 4 different levels of math you can take in a year, and you'd still take it with your peers.
Okay. Last question. And what do you look forward to in high school? What's next? Like, when you think about next year, is there something that you look forward to? Are you like, oh, I think I know this about high school. Christina, if there's one thing you could think, like, I'm excited for, what is it?
I think stuff that it starts to relate more to a career you're going to do. Like, we have social studies in the psychology class, AP psychology, and I like look at the board and I'm like, that's like, and you're like thinking about it and you're like, whoa, like that's part of your brain, like that's stuff like that. It's like, if you want to be a psychologist, you have this thing that directly would relate to that, instead of just having like a more general class schedule.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing that. Arpad, what about you when you think ahead to next year? Is there something that you're excited about?
I feel like coming into high school, it opens up so many new classes, and it really allows a variety to start homing in and specializing on what you want to do. So, like, I would want to be a bioengineer, so you can start taking things like biology and chemistry, and it can really help to get a grasp of what you're going to do.
You two have helped me get a grasp on Indian Hill Middle School and your experiences today. I'm so proud of you two eighth graders. And when I think about what you've learned and been through the last 3 years, I just have such pride and joy thinking about your progress. And I can't wait to see what the two of you do next. Thank you, Christina and Arpad, for joining me today on this Brave podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too.